All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, November 27th of 2024, day before Thanksgiving here. Today we have a big 11-game NBA slate, big 15-game NHL slate, but I know people are already getting excited for the 3-game football slate tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This will be the last show of the week with Thanksgiving tomorrow and, you know, holidays over the weekend here. So I'll be back Monday for Office Hours and our build review show. Just wanted to let you guys know about that, but plenty to talk about today. Let's get SaberSim up and let's get a slate pulled up. I'm going to get the 3-game football slate. We've been getting questions about this all day long, so a lot of the questions here are going to be related to this. So first question of the day: for the 3-game Thanksgiving slate tomorrow, should I play the mini max or should I play it more conservatively and limit my entries to 20 max only? This is kind of a bankroll question. You know, it is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with maxing out the mini max. You know, it is a fairly good contest on this day, right? So 150 entries, 96,000 total entries. You know, this is like a big contest, right? If this was, you know, 150 max, 5K to 10K entries, then like, hey, you know, maybe it might be better to enter a limited amount. But if your bankroll allows it and you want to max this out, this is totally a fine contest to play. One small note on this one: this contest is not part of the max challenge that we do, our weekly promotion. The mini max for Sunday is still going to be the one counted for the week. I think we're in week 13 participation here. So I just wanted to make that clear. All right. Happy Thanksgiving. I was not able to watch Office Hours live yesterday. Thanks for looking at my question. I realized when you were going through it that my question was not clear. Sorry. What I meant by building in sets was this. Say I am building for the mini max. I want to build 6 sets of 25 lineups using different setups, strategies, etc. Say this was for PGA, one set with a core group of players in the morning wave, one for the afternoon, and so forth. Do I need to go back to the old time consuming process of downloading the entry file from DK, then build 25 lineups, download, copy and paste into the DK file, and repeat until I get to 150. I've not figured out with beta how to only build for a specific contest. I usually have 10 plus contests going with 250 plus lineups. I've basically been building them on one build with one setting. I want to get more control of my builds. No need to address on YouTube, or you can if that's easier for you. Okay, yeah, let's knock this one out. So this one sounds like you need to take advantage of the favorites tab, right? So what favorites allow you to do is it allows you to have multiple builds with different settings, rules, filters, strategies, etc., and then take all those lineups, put them into one build where you can fill them into your contest from there. So what this would look like is going in here, you know, making 2 adjustments, 2 projections, right? I'm just going to build 500 lineups. I'm going to kick this off. So let's do this one build. And then basically you would just do this in multiple builds for as many sets as you want. You said 6. So you could do this 6 different times. All right. Lineups are built here. We don't need a contest sim to demo this. So say I'm going to use Saber Score, right? I'm going to come in here, make my adjustments, min, max, whatever. When I'm happy with these lineups, right? When I'm all set and done, and this is my first set, you know, say that, you know, I have 6 sets, you know, this is 25 lineups. When I'm ready here, what I need to do is see this star icon here that when you hover over it, it says save to favorites. When I click this, what it's going to do is going to take all the lineups in the 25 and it's going to move them to the favorites tab. Okay. So I click this favorites becomes active, the number updates, right? And then I get this notification, 25 lineups added to favorites. And then you go to a second build. You do your build. You send it here, right? Once you're done sending all the 150, you come into this tab. You're going to have all 150 lineups here. And then you can just click save to contest as if all those contests were from this one build. And then you can put them all in the 150 max. So that is how that would work. So take advantage of the favorites, and that should help you out. All right, next question. Happy Thanksgiving, Andrew, as well as everyone else. I am still fairly new to SaberSim, and this is my first time reaching out. I've been playing NFL, NHL, and MMA, and I've been using autofill for my contests. About a week ago or so, I noticed on the autofill screen in the rank by column that you can manually set that column for each contest to match the selected contest being filled. So I have done that the last couple of days. Last night, however, when watching one of your build review shows, I noticed that everyone else's build was still set to ROI uniformly across all of their contests. I'm assuming meaning the default target contest ROI. Is there an advantage or disadvantage to messing with that? Or also, am I misusing it completely? I have been on the starter plan minus the 5-day trial of Ultimate a few weeks ago. However, yesterday I did upgrade to Ultimate. Thanks. Okay, cool. So let's talk about this. Let me do this. Let me get an entries file in here. I was entering some contests for the slate before the show started. All right, so I have an entries file loaded up. We already built some lineups, so I'm just going to run the contest, and we'll basically talk about this. So I'm just going to go to autofill. It's not going to matter all the other things in between. So right now, right, I'm in autofill. I'm running my contest sim. Right now, the default scoring metric is Saber score. That's because the contest sim hasn't finished. Notice when the contest sim finishes, we automatically update to ROI, right? So you see how these just say ROI. So what you're talking about, right, is you're coming in here. You're like, hey, I'm going to go and find this contest in this list, and then I'm going to select the ROI for that contest. So if you are using target ROI, what target does is it looks at the contest name and then it looks in our contest sim list and says, hey, do we have this contest? And if we do, we use the ROI for that contest name. So what you're doing is effectively already happening. So you don't need to do that. So what's happening here is you're coming in here and saying, okay, hey, it's this contest. I'm going to come into this list and then I'm going to select it. This is the same as using target, right? So there's no difference there. What you could use this for, right, is if, you know, hey, maybe for this contest, I want to use win rate, right? Maybe for this contest, I want to use cash rate. Maybe for this contest, I want to use projected score. Like there's a number of different things you could use it for, but the rank by just gives you the option to change it on a contest by contest level as opposed to changing it as a whole. So if you are using target contest ROI, then you are already doing the right thing and don't need to do anything else. All right, good stuff there. Let's go back. Next question. When doing contest flashback, is it not normal that it won't show what filters I've used on post-build as well as pre-build? Follow-up question from yesterday. When changing from unique rank to rank, doing single entries mainly, does it automatically change to one or will it stay at the set of contest playing? Follow-up of a follow-up, will late swap switch to different players considering playing the one same lineup throughout all? Thanks. Okay, so three questions here. Let's go one at a time. The first one was, when doing contest flashback, is it not normal that it won't show what filters I've used on post-build as well as pre-build? So flashback will not show you that, right? If you have any filters set or anything like that, like, flashback is just showing you the lineups. It is showing you the exposures and describing them, but it has no settings or characteristics kind of from your build, right? Because we basically don't know what other people did as well, right? So flashbacks shouldn't have that information. Only your actual builds that you know you see here should. Second part, when changing from unique rank to rank, doing single entries, does it automatically change to one or will it stay at the set of contests played? So it should change to one, right? So if like I were to come in here to my contest list and I want to uncheck all of the multi-entries and only leave single entries chosen. So I'm on unique rank. And then if I switch to, switch to rank, and then I should toggle this button here. Hold on. It looks like automatically update number of lineups. Let me remove the question. Automatically update number of lineups is off for me. So when you toggle this on and then exit, then it should update. So just make sure that this toggle down here on the bottom is on, and then it should do exactly what you said. All right, third question. Will late swap switch to different players considering playing the one same lineup throughout all? Okay, so there isn't a good way to show this, I think. Oops, I didn't mean to redo that. So in late swap, when you go to uniques, there is a min unique of zero option. So that means that the builder could play the same lineup multiple times within the same contest. Now, the other thing is you still have rank and unique rank. Rank will allow the same late swap lineup to be put into multiple contests. Unique rank will not allow the same lineup to go into multiple contests. So remember those three things. Unique rank only lets a lineup be used once across your entire set. Rank will allow a lineup to be used across multiple contests. Min unique of zero with rank will allow the same lineup to be put into the same contest more than once. And Sammy said, happy gobble day for you and La Familia. Cheers. Cheers as well. Right back at you. All right. Next question. On Thanksgiving Day, on the Thanksgiving slate, one strategy I use is to build for, say, like 150 max, build 30 lineups, and then duplicate those five times, and then after the first game, adjust then throughout late swap and manual. How would you recommend taking stands to build for the three-gamer? Thanks, on starter plan. This is where I miss Sims the most. Okay, so this is an interesting strategy, right? Basically saying like, hey, I want kind of the same core to start, but then I'm going to diversify afterwards, right? This is okay strategy, right? It's basically just locking in those same players and then saying like, hey, I'm going to hope that, you know, this core to start works out and then I can, you know, go five different directions with that set of players. And hopefully I'm off to a good start, right? So the way I always think about this stuff is that any player that whose game is not starting is just a placeholder in your lineup set, right? So whether that is five different players, five of the same players, it doesn't really matter, right? So I think it's fine to do it the way you're saying. Second part is, how would you recommend taking stands to build for the three gamer? So I'll tell you what I'll be thinking about when building my lineups, right? This is a three game slate. Right. So the less games on the slate, typically the more likely there is to be duplication. And then the other thing, right, is that the contests are usually much bigger for the Thanksgiving slate than like, say, a three game afternoon only. Right. Like, yeah, the afternoon only is also three game, but it doesn't get the same attention, viewership, and, you know, contest sizes that the Thanksgiving slate does. Right. So I'm going to be thinking about duplication, right? I'm not going to really be thinking about, hey, you know, do I want to lock a player? I'm pretty hands-off with like my builds and stuff. So I'm mostly saying like, hey, I want to use like some geometric mean. Hey, I want to think about some lineup construction. I might run a cash build to see like, hey, what are the most popular builds going to be? I might even consider not using max salary, right? I mean, ton of people are just like hand building on their phone. Like, you know, it's so easy to like use the maximum amount of salary. So I'm approaching the three game slate kind of like I would a showdown in a sense, right? I mean, the contests are so big, like you're probably going to need something close to the optimal to win. You know, you're not, you might not need the actual nuts, but you're going to need something really, really close, right? So if you're asking me how I'm building for this, I'm building it probably closer to how I would build for a showdown. And, you know, I decided that before I entered my contest, and that's why my contest selection honestly is like even a little bit different for today or for tomorrow. You know, I usually don't play this many like single entries and three maxes and then only like 220 maxes. You know, I'm mostly like following like profit plan, like lowest to highest, but I kind of want to approach it like a showdown. And if you guys have heard me talk about my showdown process, I usually only build like a handful of showdown lineups because I think I'm better at building a small number of showdown lineups than a large set of showdown lineups. So trying something out for the three game slate, it's something that happens. So, you know, it's a once a year thing. So I want to try and mix it up a little bit. All right. Next question. Looks like there was a new build release earlier today and was asked to reload the sim page. I assume the new updates are in effect right away, right? If so, are there new improvements? Can you please show the new changes? Yeah, for sure. So one of the best places to learn about the new changes are always going to be in the Discord in the announcements channel. So let me pull that up really quickly. We can go over the update here. All right. So this is our announcement channel. Scott posted a message earlier today. He said, "Good morning, everyone. Hope you all enjoyed the preview of the updates to SaberSim that have been on beta for the last few days. I'm excited to announce that as of this morning, version 4.1.0 has been released to app.sabersim.com for everyone. There were many changes over the course of the past few weeks to the beta site, so the full release notes would be impossible to provide. But here's a brief look at the highlights. Late swap overhaul. We've made a huge number of changes to late swap, including it has been rebuilt almost entirely and takes advantage of our autofill technology to fill more efficiently and provide more control over late swap lineups. We've also fixed many problems with late swap fill that prevented the best lineups from being assigned in all cases. The UI has been updated to allow you to better see which lineups are going into which contests. The contest page has been overhauled as well to allow for individual lineups to be swapped rather than full contests. Please see the videos that Jordan posted in the announcement above this for this one for more details. Autofill speed improvements. Autofill speed has been improved significantly. Custom field lineups. Ultimate users can create custom field lineups for use within contest sims based on custom ownership that has been provided. Showdown positional rules. You can now create rules in Showdown based on a player's real position rather than just based on whether he is a captain or a flex. There are also many UI and UX fixes to both desktop and mobile that, again, would be too numerous to list." And Jordan did post those videos here in these two YouTube videos talking about our late swap improvements in detail. It was like a first release and then like a second release, so you could check those out as well. But that is a overview of everything that went to the app here. My opinion is that the late swap changes are the biggest. I don't have a late swap active or like a entries file here. I didn't play the Monday to Thursday this week, but effectively late swap looks like autofill, and it used to look like direct fill. So there's some changes there. Those two videos will definitely show you the differences here, but a lot of this should feel the same, right? There shouldn't be a ton of major differences here. One thing that did move is that we used to have the like pool trash as like accordions down here on the bottom. We just moved that up to the top, right? So you could just switch between these two. It saves some space and allows for more lineup details and things like that to be shown here. So that's like one small change that comes to mind. But aside from that, it should all feel pretty familiar. All right. Can we please demo an NBA build on DraftKings? Yeah, sure. So let's go to today. Let's go to today's NBA slate. 11 game main. All right, so I'm just going to build 500 lineups for this demo. Going to make two adjustments, two projections. And I'm going to kick this off. And in the meantime, I'm going to go set up a contest sim. Say I'm playing the $4.20 max today. Going to jump back to my build. All right, build is done. Going to click run contest sim. In the meantime, I'm going to move some columns around. See, pull exposure, leverage, shrink some stuff. This all looks pretty good. All right, so far so good. So contest sim is done. We are now, we have our ROI metric. We have a average projection aggregate metric. I want to set up a average ROI one too because I like to use it. All right, cool. So far so good. At this point, what you could do is set up some of the filters that we talk about using, right? So filtering out some of the lowest projected lineups. Let's go a little bit higher. Let's go a little bit lower. If you want to see how many lineups are in the trash, just drag this tab out a little bit more here and it'll start to appear. So we're at like 120 lineups in the trash. Trying to stay in like 50 to 100 range. So 88 is perfect. Turn on ROI greater than zero. Let's update this though. Boom. Left with 272 lineups. So now that that's done, I'm going to shrink this back. And I'm going to note my average projection, my average ROI, 267.5, 116. And I'm going to start increasing my mini uniques, right? So three mini uniques, minor change. Four mini uniques, minor projection change, more significant ROI change. I'm okay to keep going here. Five, we see... start to see big changes on both. Five feels like pretty good to me. Come over here, check out my exposures, my leverages. No player in more than 55% of my lineups. The leverages here look pretty good to me. So I'd be happy with this. Five mini uniques feels good. Nice diversification on a big 11-game slate, more than you could usually get. And I'd be ready to load up these lineups and then get ready for late swap. So pretty interesting slate today. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... six games all start at lock, which is over half the slate, and all games start within an hour and a half time frame here. So pretty interesting slate setup on this Wednesday. But that's what I'd be doing for NBA. All right, Tim said, how do I use my custom ownership projections to fill out field lineups to sim against? So this is another thing that changes, one of the newest features that we have. So you can upload your projections, right? Just go to the upload icon. And then in the My Own column, click the gear icon. We have this new button. Let me get rid of this question. Generate field from ownership. So basically when you click this, the old way was like you would use match exposure to ownership, and then you would run a build, and then you would go and open a different build to build your actual lineups, and you have this one build with the field. Well, now if you just come in here and you upload your ownership, you click generate field from ownership, we will streamline that process for you. So that is the best way to do that. Take advantage of that new button. All right. Noah said, will it show a build for the Friday single game slate? Trying to see how it will look today versus Friday. Yeah. So in case you guys didn't know, there is a showdown on Friday. It is the Black Friday game. I think it's something, I don't remember if they did it last year or not, but it is something that the NFL is doing, which is cool. You know, more NFL is always a good thing. So it's going to be this Vegas Chiefs game on Friday here. So if you want to come in here and build for it, you could definitely do so. So going to only build 200 lineups quickly here just to streamline the process a little bit. going to move some columns around while these lineups build. And while these lineups are still populating here, should give me an opportunity. So set up a contest sim for the $3.20 max. I'm going to run that. Sort by exposure. Move leverage around. I don't really care to see opponent. All right, I know who they're playing. All right. So far, so good. I'm not sure if Isaiah Pacheco is expected to play or not. Should be interesting to see if he gets activated off the IR. Or maybe he just recently got ruled out, would be my guess here. So anyways, I'm going to run the contest sim. And we're going to let this finish. All right. Go and change to the sim I ran. And Pacheco goes away as expected. All right. So here I'm about ready to start do some stuff, right, for this showdown. Now, one thing I always recommend is using a geometric mean to filter out some of the highest duplicated lineups in your set, right? So, If you have access to custom metrics, one of the best ways to do that is to go and set up a custom metric that says show my own geo mean value, right? It will do the calculation and figure out the geo mean of your lineup by multiplying the ownership projections together and then taking that to the power of 1/6, right? So that is going to give you a summary statistic like you see right here, right? I have this geo mean 26.07. Now, you can do this one of two ways. The way I've been doing it, because I think it's a little bit better if you're playing a lot of contests, is to just filter out the highest 10 to 20% of geo mean lineups, right? So I have this like filter. I go, I turn it on, and let me bring this out a little bit. And I'm just going to say show lineups the geo mean less than X, because the lower the geo mean, the less likely it is to be duplicated, right? So 28, not filtering any lineups out. Let's try. So at our geo mean of 24, we get 20 lineups in the trash. That's about 10% of the 200 lineups we have. That's perfect, right? This is one way you could do it. This is cutting a little bit of corners. This is, a little bit faster. Now, if you wanted to be contest specific, what you could do is you could go and figure out a geo mean for every single contest that you're playing, or maybe you're only playing one contest. You could go in and you could solve the geo mean for this contest. So say it has 79,000 entries. Say, hey, I want to play lineups that are expected to be duplicated 20 times or less in this contest, right? So then I would do 20 divided by 79,270, take that to the power of 1 divided by 6. And then my geo mean would actually be 25.1, right? So this is really, really close to where I was at. So I think another thing that you could consider, right, is that if the geo mean that you solve for isn't having an effect, you could just try lowering that number. We did it with 20 and the 25 wouldn't have had an effect because we had to go down to 24. So then you're like, okay, well, if 20 is good, then let's try 10, right? And then at least you could have some impact there. So I would just lower it and redo it until you get to a number that starts to have an impact. So that's one way to think about it. But I would apply the geo mean. I would use my ROI. And then I would come in here and just, looking at leverages, looking at exposures, making sure I'm comfortable with what I'm seeing, right? I'm already doing some stuff to account for duplication in my set. And then once I'm ready to rock and roll, I can save these contests and go from there. So a couple things. It is okay to use mini-uniques in Showdown if you want to, right? You'll typically get to a lesser number just because there are less players in the player pool. There are less players in the lineup, right? So those are some considerations. But all those things are okay to do. So those would be some tips here for Showdown on Friday. Tim said, does Flashback work with FanDuel? So no, it does not. The reason for that is that DraftKings allows us to download the contest data after the contests are over, and FanDuel does not. So FanDuel gates that information and does not allow participants to download the contest data. So unfortunately, we do not have the same access to the contest data that we need in order to provide Flashback for FanDuel. All right, next question. If I made changes to NBA player projections, hit rebuild, then run contest sim, I assume my projections will override the sims and the lineups will be affected based on my input, right? So correct. So the way that this works, and it works the same for all sports. So when you adjust, say I go in here and I adjust Jakobi Meyers from 15.5 to 17.5, right? I give him a two-point boost. So every time we go and we build your lineups, you know, we are randomly sampling the sims. We are grabbing one sim for the showdown contest, playing it out, seeing how the player does. The fantasy points that they achieve in that sim is what we use when we're trying to figure out who to put in your lineup. If you increase his point outcome by 2 points, every time he's in the sims, he scores 7, we're going to add your 2 points and make him score 9. Anytime he scores 20, we're going to make him score 22. So that gets accounted for in the lineup building. Now in the sim, the same thing happens. When he scores 25, he now scores 27. And then when he scores 27, that affects the actual points of the lineups in the contest sim. And then by affecting the actual points of the lineups in the contest sim, it affects the standings, which affects the payouts, which affects the ROI. So we are accounting for your projection adjustments pre-build in both the lineup building process and in the pre-contest sim. Okay. The only place we don't account for it is in the post-contest sim. We run the post-contest sim with the Saber sim baseline projections and not your custom projections. All right. So far, so good here. One more question at the moment in the Discord. So let's get that one up in here and we'll keep it rolling. Question from Sammy. Considering Thanksgiving slate falls under small slate, will it be better to force leaving salary or let the Sims do it, considering most likely will? I think it's fine. You know, leaving salary on the table is mostly a duplication consideration, right? Like, hey, I want to leave salary on the table. That way I can be different from the other lineups in my set. You know, the builder doesn't do that automatically. Typically, right? So I would say it's a fine strategy to do, right? So in my opinion, I think it's totally okay to do that if you want to. All right. We are all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Reminder, I will not be back until Monday following the holiday weekend here. So you can always ask questions in the Discord. I'll be around. Team will be around. We'll try to help you guys out. But until next week, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Take care. Good luck this weekend in your DFS contest. See you all soon.